listen to Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio.
Welcome to Beer Me on Full Service Radio, broadcasting live from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. I'm your host, Sarah Jane. I live, work, and I love beer here in D.C. During my time in culinary school, I gained an appreciation for good beer. I continued my studies in beer in grad school at NYU, and since then I have been a beer director, beer bar general manager, and I get to continue to explore the beer world with all of you wonderful listeners. Every week, I will have a different guest from different parts of the beer world, from brewers to importers, bartenders, educators, to help us explore this really fascinating and dynamic world. Whether you are new to beer or a seasoned professional, we will have something for you. So I just got back from the Craft Brewers Conference in Nashville. Big ups to the Brewers Association for putting that together. It was an outstanding lineup of really, really amazing seminars, really great events. Nashville is a phenomenal city. I got to check out Bearded Iris Brewing Company, as well as Jackalope, both really, really cool breweries with really great vibes. So thank you all for that. We'll be releasing some of the coverage of that over the next couple weeks. But today, on this really stunning morning in Washington, D.C., I would like to talk about mental health. No, not incredibly uplifting oftentimes, but very, very important. And I'm sure that you all in some capacity have heard about the mental health issues that you see in the food industry. As somebody who has been in the restaurant industry for the past 15 years, I have seen people and families and restaurants get torn apart because at the end of the day, nobody is keeping up with their mental health, which leads to self-medication in the form of alcohol or drug abuse, and it just spreads from there. And we are an industry that is plagued by it. Now, lately, we are starting to see employers, breweries, restaurant owners start to take on some responsibility. They understand that we work long hours, that it's a very stressful job most of the time, and they are starting to build in mental health care and packages for their employees. And it's really, really beautiful to see. So I want to talk with Josh Kemp today from the Brewer's Table in Austin, Texas. This is an establishment pretty new to the Austin scene, but they are putting pretty high importance on mental health as far as the care for their employees. So Josh has called in this morning. Josh, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Sarah. It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. So, you know, give people a little bit idea about, you know, what the Brewer's Table is in Austin.
Okay. So the Brewer's Table is a farm-to-table, local-source, fire-grilled food side and on the beer side for the brewery. We have a large selection of guest taps, but we also have, at this point, six of our own beers. We're doing a really clean-style lagering process in American Fooders from Fooder Crafter, and we're really trying to not just use food ingredients in beer, but make the beer as good as the food and the food as good as the beer. And we accomplish that through a large number of ways. For instance, let's say the spent grain from our beer is either being used to create bread that we serve other ingredients on, or it is packaged and sent to the farms that we feed to the pigs that we later purchase. So we're trying to make it as inclusive as possible.
So it's safe to say you really, really care about the product that you're putting out. You care about sustainability. You care about the effect you have on your community. And you're not skipping caring about your employees. So tell me a little bit about, you know, how you are accounting for your employees' mental health?
Oh, it's been an interesting process, Sarah. I originally started on this career path wanting to deal with soldiers because I've soldiered my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Initial invasion on. I've gone back and forth overseas for about 13 years. And then when I decided that I wasn't going to be able to do that anymore, I started to have my own mental health care issues in that field. I decided that I was going to jump into something else that I loved to do, which was cooking, which led me to the brewer's table, and I ended up being an investor there. But I didn't fit into the food and beverage side. I don't have that background.
Mm-hmm.
So when the owner and founder, Jake Maddox, and I were talking about this project, when it was still on paper, I tried to find a place where I could fit. And the place where it turns out that I fit in was not just with soldiers, but with this other side, with the mental health on food and beverage, because I didn't realize all of the data that was so close, the divorce rates, the drug issues, the home life problems, the long hours. I didn't know that it correlated as much as it does. And then when I when we made that connection, it just seemed like why wouldn't this be obvious? Why wouldn't this be a focus? So we developed and started with an anonymous employee survey that everyone gets when they come on with the brewer's table, with questions that range anywhere from previous experience, what have you had issues with in access to healthcare, stigma, cost, time scheduling, would you appreciate certain programs that haven't been afforded previously, and if so, what would those be? And we really tried to gauge anonymously what people really want, what their focuses really were, and we were able to pull some fantastic data from the survey along with giving a section where everyone could kind of tell a piece of their story. So we got a mix of raw data and personal ability and are trying to develop and shape everything off of that.
So if you all are just joining us, we are talking about mental health today and how some breweries and restaurants are taking into account their employees' mental health needs. I'm speaking with Josh Kemp of the Brewer's Table in Austin, Texas, where they are trying to, you know, implement some really great programs for their staff. And, you know, something that you said that struck me was that, you know, more often than not, you see people in restaurants and people who work in breweries having issues with mental health. But the big things that they run into are cost. To get mental health, but good mental health in this country is oftentimes expensive. You have scheduling. Schedules are crazy and sporadic, and that's really difficult to line up, you know, with an appointment. And then, you know, you have the stigma that you had mentioned in that, you know, if you say, hey, I need this day off, or hey, I need this hour off, or hey, I'm going to be late, you know, you don't want to ever say, oh, I'm going to my therapist's office. It's in our society still, it's considered a sign of weakness. So what were the first couple steps that you took once you looked at all of those surveys?
Well, before I passed out the surveys, which were completed by Dr. Mark Adams and then adjusted for the Brewer's Table specifically, I gave my background, and there's a Texas State and Veteran Certified board called BCPS, which is Veteran Certified Peer Support. And their belief is that through your story and your ability to connect with others and your mental health care process, that you have the ability to shine a new light on some of these past behavioral norms, some of these stigmas. So the very first thing that I did was tell my story so that people would know that I could connect, that I did have the ability. And then once we did the survey, I made it extremely clear to them that if anyone's going to play this role in any type of employment, SMB included, that their respect and dignity was first above anything else. Anything that they spoke with me about did not go to anyone else, especially the upper echelon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those words aren't enough. You know, you have to really make that happen through your actions. But getting the approval of that process through the managerial staff, I think, is extremely important. And since they were all on board for that and trusted me in that way, I was able to bridge, I think, a gap that there has always been between F&B front of the house and kitchen staff and the managerial staff.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, it became a process of actually putting the hours in. And I've gotten time outside of work to sit down with so many of our employees and learn their personal histories and their past and their strengths and their weaknesses and create a bond with them that I can anonymously, again, slide back into the training that the all the management staff is going to bring to the restaurant.
Okay. And so I had talked to a mutual friend of ours and that you all are launching a program called Beers with Ears. Could you talk a little bit about what that is going to be?
The Beers with Ears is an opportunity for the staff to get time with me in a semi-clinical sense,
mm-hmm.
where the staff gets to choose the space that they want to be in. It can be any safe space that they like. If they want that to be sitting down with a beer and talking with no one else around, that's fine. But if they would like that to be throwing axes on the axe throwing lanes that we built on the property, if they would like that to be jiu-jitsu or whatever it is that they're most comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
we're offering that safe space and that time for the staff to come and be able to do that and do that during a paid hour. We're trying to offer that. We're trying to offer massages for the staff when they're not on just a total wellness program. So the Beers and Ears is time with me to sit down and you know, deal with their grievances, or, you know, if it's going to be complaining or you know, any of the above, family issues, anything that we could possibly hash out to make people, when they come in, take that load off of them and really make them feel like they're part of a family and connected to this organization because they're the heart of it.
Oh, that's beautiful. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Beer Me.
Great. Thank you.
Welcome back to Beer Me on Full Service Radio, recording live at the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. My name is Sarah Jane. I'm your host, and I am joined with Josh Kemp of the Brewer's Table in Austin, Texas. Today we're talking about mental health and how breweries and restaurants are taking on more of an active role in assisting their employees in getting better access to mental health. Josh was just describing a program that they are launching, which is Beers with Ears, essentially helping their employees access to counseling services in an environment that makes them most comfortable, whether it be sitting down with a beer or throwing an axe, which sounds pretty brilliant. I actually love that. So something I want to touch on very briefly is with mental health struggles often comes self-medication and substance abuse. And being that these employees are working at a brewery, they have very easy access to alcohol. At the end of the day, you are supplying something that many people struggle with as far as self-medication goes. Is this something that, you know, obviously you haven't been open long enough, but is this something that has been touched on, or is this something that you all are sensitive to?
I would say that we've touched on it not as much as we can so far, because our focus, like you said, it's only been a few weeks that we've been open, and currently not many people have many hours to probably at this point to go out and maybe imbibe and make a poor decision, or so I think that we've done a fairly good job in communicating from the managerial staff down, but otherwise I've just tried to make it clear to the staff. We set up a kind of a family email where we push out information to them, letting them know. I mean, a lot of them don't realize that the third worst industry in the United States of America for behavioral and substance abuse is accommodations and food service. I mean, just right behind mining and construction. So being able to hand them that information, let them know where the entire industry sits, and that it is okay for them to reach out, and that it, and I would say the managerial staff leading by example in that way has been the thing that's going to be most important and connective to them. So I would say yes. I think we're doing a really good job.
And how has the staff received this? I mean, initially, at the very beginning, it had to be a little uncomfortable, you know, as somebody in the industry, to be that vulnerable with people that you still need to be professional with. That had to be a bit of a struggle to break down that barrier and to get over those kind of pre-constructed social norms that you're used to in that situation.
Yes, it certainly was. And again, I have to go back to being able to tell my story first with the support of the staff. And I have an interesting story between my abusive childhood, the family background, then going into the service, and then me being this character. I'm tattooed all over and, you know, kind of I've got, you know, resting asshole face, you know. So to being that character who's reaching out and letting them know that it's okay was, I think, important. But then I knew that it had to come from the staff because it is a really tight-knit family. So at first, when I told the story, I asked everyone to think about the points that connected to them. And then as I was finishing my story and about to hand out the survey, I said, is there anyone here who connected in their personal lives with something that I said? Everyone in the room raised their hand.
Wow.
Every single person. And I asked them all to look left and right and see that they weren't alone. I think the real difference came after the very first person got to spend some personal time outside of work. And then they brought it back to work and told other people, oh man, I was having this issue the other day and I got to sit down and we just, it was fantastic. And then it kind of snowballed, and now I'm seeing people several times a week, and it's so fulfilling in that way.
That's amazing. And, I mean, have you noticed, you know, if you've ever been a part of a opening, you know, restaurant staff, it is incredibly, incredibly stressful. And have you noticed that there is a little more ease or a better camaraderie around the staff, or has it translated to a better kind of business feel?
I think so. Again, I'm not the subject matter expert in that way, but I've spent a lot of time in different parts of the world in a lot of restaurants. And you can feel a vibe. You can feel an energy when you walk into a place. You can see where people's eyes are shifting and body language. And when I walk into the brewer's table, it feels like one entity. It feels so smooth, and people are, you hear these words, that people are gracious about what they do and where they are, where their bodies are, what they're saying to people, and in a walk-by, And I have a habit of walking around in the restaurant and giving people high fives and you know, trying to pull smiles out of people. And I'll have somebody when they've got a second stop and go, you know what? I've been in this industry for 15 years. We've got multi-level SOMs on our staff. And they say, I've never worked in a place like this in my life. I didn't even know that this was possible. I've opened 3 restaurants previous to this one. None of them have run this way. I don't know how y'all did it. So I would say yes, certainly. I think it's relating back to the industry when we give the staff the ability to be who they are and to treat them like this is a genuine career, because it is in most other places in the country or most of the places in the world. This is a real career, and it's a stigma that we've kind of placed on it. Does that make sense?
No, totally. I mean, believe me, I've been a server for many, many years, and it's sometimes it is lacking in dignity. And a lot of times you are kind of written off as, you know, just a server. This is your temporary gig until you find a quote unquote real job. And, you know, I didn't study for years and years at some of the best culinary institutions to, you know, just quote unquote, get a real job. This is my craft, and, you know, allowing servers to gain a certain level of dignity, to build a culture that is positive and a place where you feel like you can really hone your craft is a really beautiful thing to see. And you're seeing it a little bit more in other breweries as well. Creature Comforts in Athens, Georgia, is working with counselors to provide counseling services that are fully covered for their staff. And you know, you see it a little bit around the country, kind of popping up slowly, where, you know, they establishments are understanding the need to help their employees in a way that allows them to then help the guests and the restaurant. It's that old Marriott adage, you know, be good to your staff, they'll be good to your guests. Have you noticed other restaurants or other brewers, you know, in your surrounding area that maybe you've talked to, that maybe you've told about, you know, hey, we're doing this really great thing and it's working out really well. Have you noticed it kind of starting to spread a little bit?
I can't say that so much yet, because we're still so new to it.
Yeah.
You spoke with Brandy, obviously, and Lazarus is a phenomenal organization. They're a fantastic brewery. And aside from them, the only other people that I know that just personally that are doing this is the group with Jester King and Jeff Stuffing. And they're such a phenomenal space out there where they have it in West Austin in the hills. They do goat yoga and are making goat cheese out of the milk from the goats, and really all inclusive with their families, and do have wonderful parties out there and really tie it all together. But I think that you're absolutely right that we're going to get to a point, unfortunately, where kind of retroactive, where we see that this should be a focus. And unfortunately, not to be negative, but I think that as a society, our individuality is part of what's causing this. Not to say that that's a terrible thing, but it's contributed to so much loneliness and depression and inability to connect and fit in, with us not knowing our neighbors anymore or barely seeing our extended families, that more and more focus is going to be directed at the service industry to fill in that space. When you walk into a place and you feel that connectedness and you feel something that you aren't even getting from your next door neighbors, that's really, really powerful. They have the ability to be a glue in a community in that sense. So it would benefit anyone in the service industry and the management staff to train and have that type of energy in their facility, because they're going to receive back loyalty, and you can't put any price on it.
No, I completely agree. I think in the next couple of years, it's going to be more and more important for, you know, breweries and restaurants to kind of take on that responsibility, and also taking on the responsibility of, you know, caring more for their employees and realizing that, you know, this is a quote unquote real job. Well, Josh, thank you so much for taking time this morning. I really, really appreciate it. If anybody is in the Austin area, definitely check out the Brewer's Table. Of course, in previous episodes, you heard me wax poetically about Jester King, and definitely Lazarus Brewing Company, as we kind of mentioned. For those of you out there who work in restaurants or bars or anything like that, start talking to your managers, start talking to your owners, your chefs, you know, ask for mental health benefits, ask for programs to kind of help you, you know, get some preventative care or, you know, care in general. I think, you know, the employees asking for what they really need is going to kind of spur on this kind of change. And for those brewers or restaurant owners out there doing something really cool, I would love to have you share it with us, connect with us on our website or on social media. So thank you all so much for listening in. Hopefully this was a feel-good Monday morning for you, seeing someone do something great. We are recording live from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan. My name is Sarah Jane. I'm your host. And we'll see you next Monday.
When the sun gone in, and the moon starts shining, and we sip some wine, and the incense burn, and the rockets...
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.
We bring that good soul energy.